Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Emily Connolly with me. She's been with me for the week. And Emily, where are you taking us today?
Today and tomorrow, we're going to be exploring some young adult audiobooks, actually. And today's is called A Tempest of Tea. It's written by Hafsa Faisal, and it's narrated by Maya Soroya. And such an interesting and fascinating historical fantasy that's got all this mystery and intrigue and vampires in it that, you know, when I heard about it, I knew I would be into this, and I was right. So it's excellent.
And it has murder in it for me, so that's
good. It does. So it was definitely a fascinating listen. And Maya Soroya does a beautiful job narrating all these different characters.
She does the Malabar House series. Have you listened to any of that?
I haven't. I think this was the first I've listened to from her.
She's a narrator I'm keeping an eye on because I'm going through that series and I love her.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I was very happy to hear her narration here. And this is such an interesting story. So it's sort of an alternate reality where, of course, we have vampires. And the main character, Arthi Kazimir, is somebody who's founded this place called Spindrift, that in the daytime is a fancy tea house for the fancy set, and at night is converted into sort of a blood house. It's a place where the vampires can go to safely drink blood from a teacup or maybe from a willing human, and it's sort of like an underground location that people know about. Arthi's built this business, but also built a family of different vampires and children who need a place to be, like her, because she came to this country, Atenya, from abroad. So she's an outsider, and she's helping other outsiders like her have a place to be together and to be safe. And she also is always gathering secrets, sometimes from the people who come into her tea house and let something slip. And she uses those secrets as sort of a way to keep tabs on what's going on and maybe use those every once in a while for a bit of blackmail.
And how is the world building?
It's great. I mean, it was such an interesting idea that there would be vampires. Like, it's known that there are these vampires. There's a vampire sort of like upper crust. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then there are vampires who are living in secret too.
And this is a definite YA. So young adults, teenagers.
Yeah, it's written for teenagers.
I mean, and obviously adults like us. So are we going to hear a little?
Yes. Yeah, so this clip, we get to hear a bit of Arthi and Jin as they're going up to a house for a bit of intimidation.
Okay, this is A Tempest of Tea by Hafsa Faisal, read by Maya Soroya.
Arthi tucked her hands into her trouser pockets, the pistol in her holster glinting in the light. She'd rather not shoot the thing, but it was the only one of its kind, and she sure as blood wouldn't keep it hidden away.
Paying a visit.
Don't mind the hour, Jin added with a grin. The butler looked from Arthi's mauve hair and brown Solani skin to Jin's monolid eyes and back to Arthi, glancing from the short crop of her hair to the lapels of her open jacket, then to the shine of the chain that led to the watch in her vest. Look all you want, bugger. He'd find no slum in them. Her crew might have hailed from the worst of white roaring, but what Arthi lacked in status, she made up for in dignity, thank you very much.
Weapons?
The butler asked, palm outstretched.
No, thank you,
Arthi smiled. I have my own.
What we'd really like is a kettle on the stove, Jin said. It's quite the chill you're letting us linger in.
Maya is very impressive always. She's great with narration, but this is a really good clip because she's also, we can hear how good she is with characterization too.
Mm-hmm. And so while Arthi's the main character, we also hear from the point of view of Jin, who we were just hearing in that clip, and also Flick, who's a forger. And so you get those different points of view as well. And so you get to hear their perspectives and you get to also hear their voices that she does so well too. And one important note is this is the start of a series.
Okay. How does it end?
On a cliffhanger, pretty dramatic cliffhanger. And you too, listener, can be waiting with, very excited to find out what might happen next.
And we are talking about A Tempest of Tea. It's a YA novel. It's by Hafsa Faisal and narrated by Maya Soraya. Okay, Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Behind the Mic is supported by the publisher of Ghosted, An American Story, written and narrated by New York Times bestselling ghostwriter Nancy French. Available everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.